This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I am your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing well on this day. This is a beautiful day that the Lord has made, no matter what day of the week it is. Maybe Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or even Saturday. I am just grateful to God that you have decided to join us today. This message today is a very powerful message. It's about kingdom servants. It's coming from Isaiah, chapter 49. It's going to be a great word, a great message. I am the messenger for today, so that's going to be great. Want to just send a special shout out to anyone out there that is going through something right now. Many special blessings to every church door that is still open in His name. This is going to be a great one. It's going to be a blessed one. I will not keep you very long, but I also want to encourage anyone out there that is interested in hearing me preach. I will probably have a promo a little bit later on. They'll put it into detail, but if you're interested in inviting me to your church or to your podcast, please reach out to me at bpusey@yahoo.com with the heading of ministry invitation. Once again, that's bpusey@yahoo.com with the header ministry invitation. I will be glad and honored to speak at your church or speak on your podcast at any time. Get on the calendar. The calendar's filling up. But in the meantime, please stay tuned. Got a little couple announcements, and we're going to get into the prayer, and then we're going to get into the word. Amen. Safe Haven Podcast is really growing, and I am so grateful for everyone who's taken a part in its growth. And also, as we continue to grow in the Lord, grow in the faith in doing this as a ministry that's gone beyond four walls, coming soon will be, I won't say merchandise, but I will say at least something to showcase that you represent Safe Haven Podcast near and afar. Stay tuned in future podcasts for more information on this wonderful idea. Hello. Here at Safe Haven Podcast, on every fourth Sunday, we like to have what we call Fourth Sunday Showcase, where we take the time out and the opportunity to give a man or woman of God a chance to preach the word to the masses right here at Safe Haven Podcast. It doesn't matter how short it is or how long it is. As long as you have been called and you want to get the word out, Safe Haven will give you the opportunity to get that word out. Now, in order to do that, if I know you, that's great. If I don't know you, this is even a better opportunity to get to know me and for me to get to know you. So, if you or you know of someone who is interested, please pass along this information. The way to contact me is bpughsley@yahoo.com. In other words, bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Showcase. And let me get to know you. Send me a sound bite. Give me a chance to let me hear you. And then you know what? And we can work things out. And then guess what? You'll be part of the Fourth Sunday Showcase of Ministers. That's right. You will. You'll have that opportunity. Just make sure you reach out to bpughsley@yahoo.com. And oh yes, continue to listen. And oh yes, continue to subscribe, share, and listen to Safe Haven Podcast. I thank you, and God bless you. It's prayer time here at Safe Haven. I'm praying for everyone that's going through anything this week, from bereavement to hopelessness to depression. I want to send a special prayer. I'm not sure if they'll ever hear this, but I'm sending a special prayer out to actress Regina King and her family for the loss of her son over the weekend. Very devastating time. Please. Stay in touch with those that you love. Contact and reach out to them. Surprise them with a phone call, a text, or even a letter. You know, just surprise them, please, because you never know what anyone is going through. I also want to send a special prayer during this bereavement time to a sister, Juanita Simmons. She was the wife of Deacon Roosevelt Simmons at the church I grew up at in Chicago, Progressive Baptist Church. He was a great man of God. Miss him dearly. We'll always miss him, but I will always cherish him in my heart. Wanted to send that out, special prayer out to that family. And also, I just want to send a special prayer out to every last one that are listening to me each week. Thank you and God bless, but let us go on with the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, right now we just want to say thank you. We want to thank you for another opportunity to say thank you. We thank you for you allowing us to wake up in our right minds and being able to put clothes on our back and be able to put food on our table and to be able to be in a household, Heavenly Father, right now. For some of us are living in areas that are cold right now, Heavenly Father. Continue to warm us up inside in a way that only you can right now, Heavenly Father. We want to pray that you fill us up with hope. Fill us up where we may feel hopeless. Encourage us where we feel discouraged, oh Heavenly Father. Embrace us where we don't feel embraced, oh Heavenly Father. Right now, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everyone who listens to this podcast, oh Heavenly Father. I may not know everyone who listens, but I am grateful for those that do, oh Heavenly Father. For those that decide to continue to come back week in and week out, because they want to hear a word from you, oh Heavenly Father. They don't want to hear a word from me. They want to hear a word from you delivered through me, oh Heavenly Father. And for that, I thank you. Right now, we want to pray for every church door in the entire world that is still open in your name. Oh Heavenly Father, if they're preaching in French or they're preaching in Chinese or Korean, whatever it may be, oh Heavenly Father, we thank you for having those doors still be open right now. And we pray for every minister that has to get stepped forward in that pulpit this morning, oh Heavenly Father, and give a mighty word from above to the flock that is right there in front of them, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for them. Right now, we want to pray for every podcast ministry that is out here in every podcast platform right now, Heavenly Father, for every minister who has to get in front of a microphone in a booth or get in front of their iPad or their phone in their bedroom, oh Heavenly Father, to give everyone the word right now, Heavenly Father, and to give you the praise right now, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We want to pray right now for this podcast, oh Heavenly Father, Safe Haven Podcast, and its leader, oh Heavenly Father, me, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. We want to thank you for me right now, Heavenly Father. Continue to use me the way you see fit, oh Heavenly Father. For this is not my will, this is your will, Heavenly Father. This is your will for me to be able to do what I do, Heavenly Father. And I thank you, and we thank you for allowing me another opportunity to do so, Heavenly Father, and I do not take it lightly. So right now, we pray for the message that is going to be coming forth this morning, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that it's the blessed word, it's the mighty word, it is the word, oh Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It's scripture time here at Safe Haven, and pray that you have your Bibles ready, your swords ready. We're going to be coming from Isaiah. We're going to be coming from Isaiah, that's in the Old Testament. We're going to be coming from Isaiah chapter 49. We're going to be reading two verses, verses 22 and 23. Once again, Isaiah 49, verses 22 through 23. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Thus says the Lord God, I will soon lift up my hand to the nations and raise my signal to the peoples. And they shall bring your sons in their bosom, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. With their faces to the ground, they shall bow down to you and lick the dust off your feet, of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me shall not be put to shame. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, Kingdom Servants. Kingdom Servants. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the word in advance. We want to thank you for the messenger right now, Heavenly Father. Fill me up, O Heavenly Father. Empty me out and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, O Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a scripture right here that resonates with me in a way that I didn't think was possible, especially with the way that society is regressing due to the pandemic. See, a lot of us have lost our way due to greed and the need to succeed. I know that in Mark 8, verse 36 says, For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? You know, it's rough out here for the men and women of God to do ministry when you're surrounded by people who seem to be more interested in cha-ching than they are about preaching. I know that some of you might be surprised by that, or not, depending on your faith journey. Maybe you know someone, not you, who's been hooked on the prosperity teaching over the inclusivity preaching. It's okay. You're cool. We've been there before and have survived it all to be able to share what we've learned from the experience. And today, we're going to speak on a topic that is based on what God has to say to us as leaders and followers today. In order to understand our role in leadership, we have to look at the first three verses of today's text. It says in Isaiah 49, verses 1 through 3, Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. You see, these days, you rarely hear a preacher say that they were anointed from birth to be doing this incredible work to spread the word to many nations. You may hear them talk about something other than that, the fact that they were truly called to preach or merely nudged into church leadership. Amen. You see, before you decide to turn off this message and re-listen to another episode, let's get into today's portion of the text, which will help you to understand something about being a kingdom servant. See, verse 22a says, thus says the Lord God, I will soon lift up my hand to the nations and raise my signal to the peoples. See, this means that God's going to be making sure that he turns on the part of yourself that was anointed at birth to do what you are purposed to do for him. You don't believe? You see, this question is for those who are leaders on here. Did you ever think about whether or not you were any good at leadership? I know some of you might tell me that you're good at leadership, so maybe I should be asking some of your followers this question instead. Woo! I just heard someone say, uh-oh. Right now, I hear it right here. I hear it right here in my room. I remember my brief time in leadership at a previous job I had, and two distinct experiences came out of it, and that I remember. The first experience was in the beginning, where I was suffering from panic attacks, and I let a junior officer berate me on the floor to the point where I walked away to an extended absence. My, my, my. You can say that I didn't feel like I was a good servant and didn't deserve to be in the kingdom at that point. At that point, you might have been right. But the second experience came from after my extended absence. And I learned some things about being a good leader from people who were really good at being leaders. See, I mastered what I was weak in and trusted those who were under me. Maybe a few were trying to fool me, but I only cared about getting to the end of the day, to be honest with you. See, I took the heat off of them, and they worked hard for me. Did I think that I was any good at leadership? If you asked me after the first experience, I said, nope, I ain't good at it at all. See, I realized then that I wasn't praying over myself at the time, and I let everything get to me. How about you? Did you pray over your leadership abilities and or your leaders today? I can't hear you, but I'm praying that you said yes, because they have chosen to do something that is very difficult to do out of a willingness to serve. This leads me to the first point of today's message. In order to be a part of the kingdom servant leadership, you must be willing to serve. I'll say that again for all my note takers. You must be willing to serve. See, verse 22b says, and they shall bring your sons in their bosom, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Why should we bring our kids to where God is leading us to? We should be doing this to teach them to not only achieve greatness, but to groom them for leadership as well. If they know right from wrong, they will prayerfully do the right thing more than often than doing the wrong thing. Amen. See, if Isaiah wasn't willing to serve, we would not have gotten the blueprint from God on Jesus' entire ministry and life to be. We wouldn't have received this familiar scripture that Jesus quoted as well from Isaiah 61:1-2, where he says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Hallelujah. See, Jesus chose a leader who wasn't initially respected during his time, but spoke highly of his arrival, though. Jesus was willing to serve not because of the promise that God gave to people, but because he wanted to serve God, not man. We have to be wary about some of these leaders today who want nothing but the money so they can bankroll something that they are doing that's funny. When we are kingdom servants, we must be looking beyond what we see going on in front of us and focus on the future that God has prepared for us. If your leader is only focused on today and not tomorrow, your leader is not a kingdom servant. They are a servant? Yes. They just aren't preparing you for serving him in the kingdom. That's all. When you bring your sons and daughters to church, keep them so involved that they're going to be excited about kingdom building and kingdom serving. Amen? See, this leads me to the second point in today's message. The second point, you're going to love this one. Second point is, you should bring your best self to the forefront. I'll say it again for all my note takers. You should bring your best self to the forefront. Verse 23a says, kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. This part of the verse takes on a different perspective when you are a kingdom servant. It means that you are taking on a parental role as a servant. You're going to be a parent of sorts for the children of God. A lot of us might not be parents and or good parents, so we try to dismiss our own call to be a leader for the kingdom because we are focused on the now without seeing the amazing future God has written for us. Ooh, I know I just said a mouthful. See, when you reflect on your relationship with your parents, how was your experience with them? Was it magnificent and filled with the best experience ever? Or was it frosty? And I'm not referring to the snowman. Amen. See, maybe a few more of you didn't know your parents, but was raised by someone who treated you like family. That person, whether they knew it or not, was a kingdom servant. That person took on a wonderful task to make sure that you didn't get lost in the shuffle. To be a kingdom servant, you have to be selfless. You better take notes for this one. You have to be selfless. You have to be empathetic. And most importantly, you need to be understanding. I say it again. To be a kingdom servant, you have to be selfless. That means you can't be worried about yourself all the time. You got to be thinking about others. You have to be empathetic. That means you really have to take on the cloak. You have to take on their experience. You have to feel it. You have to understand it. You don't have to be 100% sympathetic, but you have to be empathetic. You have to give them empathy. You have to understand that someone is going through an experience you've never experienced before, so you have to feel it. But that doesn't mean you have to stay in it. That means you have to be able to bring them out of it. That's why, and most importantly, you need to be understanding. You have to understand that they're seeing things that you don't understand. They do not understand what you're going through. They don't understand. They have not seen what you have seen. It is your job to understand that and to be able to bring them out of it. That's a kingdom serving leader right there. Amen? Isaiah said a lot in the first part of this verse that could cover five sermons and beyond. You might not see it right now because you're concerned about how you're going to get through the week. Because you're afraid to live again. You're not sure if you're a good leader if you don't have a lot of followers. See, once upon a time, I was a youth pastor. I was. And I believed at the time that I wasn't very good at it. That's okay to admit it. Amen. It's okay to admit that you didn't feel something like that. See, I even organized a revival that was successful. But in all, but my heart felt like I let them down when I couldn't follow through on the vision that God had given me for that particular ministry. See, I didn't know until a few laters down the road after I moved on from being a youth pastor at that church. And I ran into some of the young people in another setting. I ran into them. I was at the movie theaters. And they came up and embraced me and told me how much I inspired them in the ministry. Blew my mind. It blew my mind. But then it made me realize something. It hit me just now as I was meditating on this sermon. It made me realize that being a kingdom servant, the results aren't immediate. The results come in time. It takes time. When you plant something in the ground, when you plant some food, some flowers, whatever, it doesn't just grow just like that. It takes some time. It might take a day. It might take a week. It might even take a month. Or in some cases, it might take a year. But that doesn't mean that it's not doing something. As the Lord told me, you plant the seeds and let him do the rest. Amen? You see, you didn't get to where you are in life immediately. It took time and preparation for you to reach your destination. Kingdom serving, as I've learned and I'm going to give to you, imparting to you, it takes time to come to fruition. It takes time. Some people have told me that they want to see me see safe haven in a brick and mortar building. But I have to remind them that it takes time to do that. It takes money to do that. It takes a whole lot of a 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 lot to do that. We can't rush God, but we have to trust him in the process. Amen? See, kingdom building. Some pastors say that I need to be out and about. But I have this platform right here that is growing in the kingdom building mode. I've been asked, where do I find these preachers? How am I able to get all these preachers together to be guest speakers on this podcast? It is because from my years of walking from church to church to church to church, I didn't stay in one place. I went where God wanted me to go because I was in kingdom building mode. Amen. I'm building a kingdom for God right here on earth. Didn't see it then, but I see it now. Hallelujah. See, and at the same time, it allows me to still be a follower as well as a leader. Woo. This leads me to the third and final point of today's message. Please write this down. You should be a follower as well as a leader. Say it one more time. You should be a follower as well as a leader. Verse 23b says, with their faces to the ground, they shall bow down to you and lick the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me shall not be put to shame. A lot of our leaders, for good or bad, live by the first part of this verse. They want you to bow down and lick the dust off their feet. But they haven't earned the right to be your leader either, because they have never done that for anyone who has attempted to lead them. See, if you're a leader and have never been following a soul, it's time to follow someone other than the person staring at you in the mirror. Amen? You might look good in the hood, but following yourself won't be enough if you're attempting to be a kingdom servant. I, myself, still listen to a pastor every week I get an opportunity, because in order for me to be a kingdom servant leader, I must be a solid kingdom servant follower as well. Amen. I'm always amazed when a few ministers in my age group become pastors of a church and proceed to do things that are opposite of kingdom building. It makes me wonder, who were they following coming up, and why are they leading God's people to do? Why are they selling away the history and legacy of the church they served to pat themselves on the back? See, in Revelations 3, 10 and 12, it states, because you have kept my word of patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have, so that no one may seize your crown. If you conquer, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. You will never go out of it. I will write on you the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem that comes down from my God out of heaven in my own new name. Are they expecting this reward for destroying God's house in their attempt at being a faithful kingdom servant? I can see how they misinterpret verses 11 and 12. See, you get greedy and you want more than you can handle, plus more than what God has purposed for you, and you don't want nobody else to get a hold of it, so you make sure no one gets a hold of it by getting rid of everything that made what you got valuable in the first place. You know what? That's crazy. You know, you're going to lose sight of your mission and become deaf to the signal that God is relaying, plus blind to the message that he sent you. Amen? See, I struggle with this on my journey because I used to believe that I wasn't getting enough pulpit time, or believe that my messages were stronger than the leaders that I was following myself. I did believe that. Being young, being in my 20s, early 30s, I felt that. You know? But then God gave me what I always called the Damascus experience. You know, Damascus, where Saul saw the Lord, got blinded by it. Well, I got my Damascus experience. He reminded me that in order to lead, I must follow first. That's what God is telling you today about your own journey on your job and on your household or in your own church or in your own ministry, depending on what you are, what you're doing and who you are that is listening. You must follow God first and his kingdom servants before you. You can start leading others. See, without God, you're the blind leading the blind. You're the deaf speaking to those that can hear but don't know sign language. My. See, I've met a few kingdom servants in my life, but one person who stands out for me the most was a brother who served at the church I grew up in Chicago as a deacon. I grew up at Progressive Baptist Church in Chicago and off of 36 in Wentworth. I grew up there. I first met this great man named Roosevelt Simmons. I always called him Deacon Simmons. I first met him when I was appointed to be a junior deacon in the church. I admired his command presence. I really did. I had no idea that he served in the army until I went to his home going the other day. When I first met him, I admired his command presence when he prayed, when he sang a song, or when he gave the scripture. As I continued to sometimes work with him in the church setting, I felt like I was sitting with a leader I could emulate. Really. And then later on, we acted in plays in the drama ministry. And my favorite part was when we played Two Street Corner Men, heckling the church folk who were the stereotypical church folk. It was one of the greatest times that I've ever had on stage doing acting or whatever. I enjoyed working with him. It was a challenge, but I still enjoyed it. It put a smile in my heart and in my face, on my face. See, like I said a minute ago, he was laid to rest. But he gave me the assignment that I've been waiting for 17 years since I've been in the ministry. He wanted me to come back home. He wanted me to come into the pulpit of the church that I grew up at, that I spent the first 20 years of my life at. He wanted me to deliver one of his favorite Bible verses to everyone. And most importantly, he wanted me to do it in the way that he did it. And when I did it that day, I realized that whenever I do give scripture, and I've been doing this for years, like I said, 17 years, going on 18. When I got up there, I realized that I had been emulating his delivery for years. What did I do? I read John chapter 14, verses 1-6. Goes like this: do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, that there you may also be. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. You missed your cue. You missed it. Because right now, I realize that this person that I just referred to was a servant leader. He was a servant leader, as a kingdom servant leader, that is. And I admire, and I could only pray that if I can be half of the leader that he was to others, then I'm doing quite all right. I'm going the right path. Remember that you must be willing to serve. You should bring your best self to the forefront, and you should be a follower as well as a leader. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the message that has just been delivered, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that we apply this to our lives and apply it to our own ministries if we are ministers and leaders as well. Oh Heavenly Father, we pray that you just continue to watch over us, as each day that we set forth, oh Heavenly Father, we want to pray for this messenger right now as well. Continue to cover him and bless him as well. And continue to bless this podcast the way you see fit, oh Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. We thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, for those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your with your congregation, I would love it. Please, please contact me at bpughsley@yahoo.com. That's bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I will be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. Welcome back to Safe Haven Podcast. We thank you for listening to this wonderful message today, praying for everyone that's going to go through this amazing week, praying that that you get through it. But don't worry, you're not alone. God is always with you, and he will always be with you as long as you continually invite him in. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for today. We want to thank you for tomorrow. We want to even thank you for the days that we have not yet seen. We want to just pray that you continue to cover us, bless us, and be with us, and continue to unite us until the next time we meet again. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and God bless. See you next week. This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.